the civil guard's toughest unit, the Logroño's base rapid action group, was sent to Haro to hand out quarantine notices to those who had been there. Conservative media published false tales of virus-carrying Roma from Haro sneaking out of hospitals. Local websites and newspapers even published names and medical records of those allegedly infected. A lot of lies were told, and people were bombarded with threatening messages, Silvia Agüero, a Roma activist and writer in La Rioja, told me. La Rioja's rationale for not sharing death figures for towns or health districts was precisely to avoid this kind of stigma. "We've never talked about ethnicity or given information about individuals with COVID," Alvaro Ruides, a spokesman for La Rioja's health service, told me. But the examples of Haro and Santo Domingo show that, if anything, the lack of information provided fertile ground for malicious rumors. In fact, knowing this would have made people take it still more seriously, one of the town's sharpest observers, who asked not to be named, told me. When I spoke to Mayor Milesi of San Pellegrino Terme in Bergamo, he said transparency was crucial to the town's well-being and to its future recovery. Spain, meanwhile, still lacks official municipal data, not just for Santo Domingo, but for other hard-hit rural provinces, such as Cuenca, Segovia, and Soria. Jorge Sanchez believes the virus entered town from several directions at once. Ricardo Velasco, head of La Rioja's local health districts, points to the Camino de Santiago itself, often described as the oldest tourist trail in Europe, as a possible source. Its popularity has increased tenfold over two decades, attracting 352,000 pilgrims last year. Half of them follow the so-called French route, which goes through Santo Domingo. Visitor numbers fall dramatically in February and March, but even in these months there are thousands, Velasco told me.